This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of Origins Lending Tech Live here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. We are here at the Gaylord Rockies Resort Convention and Hotel. This place is amazing. I heard it's brand new. I mean, have you ever been around this
place? Apparently, over 2019, tough opening time for pandemic. And the Gaylord Hotels, there's a few of them.
Yes.
Are apparently the largest non-casino hotels in America. Outside of the Vegas Strip.
Yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
They're the largest hotels.
My gosh. This place is huge. And it has a lazy river, it's got pool, tennis courts, basketball courts, the whole nine yards. And you might recognize this gentleman. This is Mr. Kyle Hotman, Vice Chair of NCUA. How are you, Kyle?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Not only are you an expert in credit unions, you're an expert in hotels as well, it sounds like.
Yeah.
In hotel trivia.
Well, there was a credit union conference at the one outside Dallas.
Okay.
And I mentioned, wow, this place is so huge, you know? And they told me, yes, we're the largest, you know, non-casino hotels in America. Apparently, the number one largest is Opryland in Tennessee.
Oh, I get it.
Of the Gaylord Hotels,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the original? That might be the original.
It may well be, yeah.
Opryland's been there.
There's one outside D.C. too.
Yeah.
Been there.
Well, we digress a little bit on hotel talk, but let's converge over to credit union talk. What brings you here, Kyle, to the Origins Lending Tech Live conference this time around?
Partly, my advisor, Sarah, said it was one to go to. Listen, I've got a wife and a little kid at home, right? So I can't travel all the time. I could travel 50 weeks a year if I wanted to.
Yes.
Outside Christmas and Thanksgiving, right? So I have a general agreement with my better half, you know, that I pick the all-star circuit.
Gotcha.
And also it was a direct flight from D.C. So
that works out. So this one made the cut.
Well, you know, it's tech-savvy people, and that's what
mm-hmm.
I care about. You know?
I agree. Well, that's what I've been noticing. The NCUA, the board members, that is, have been really out there, I guess, to put it in a blunt way, about talking about tech and innovation, cybersecurity, the importance of it all, especially for credit unions out there. Has that been a conscious effort on your part?
It certainly has on my part.
Yeah.
It was one of my priorities when I came in. And the main thing is this, that there's a meteor possibly coming at traditional finance, right? And my whole goal as a credit union board member, I mean, as NCUA board member, is that credit unions don't become Blockbuster Video because their regulator wouldn't let them experiment.
Understand. And that kind of segues into my next question. It's like, I understand you're going to be talking tomorrow or doing a presentation. So what's that? Give us a quick summary on what you're going to be talking about and we'll talk about.
Sure. I mean, that's my true north right there, right? Don't become Blockbuster Video because they're regulator,
mm-hmm.
right? We only
mm-hmm.
have say-so over rules and guidance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are those who think it's inevitable, maybe it's not true, that TradFi, traditional finance, is going to lose out to DeFi, decentralized finance,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The same way nobody rents VHS cassettes anymore, okay?
That right.
So that's the true north, and my three priorities as I come in, my term ends in 3 years, were number one, the de novo process, why it was so hard, why nobody was really responsible for it. To me, that's true financial inclusion.
Yeah.
Government agencies like to talk a lot about it, but when you're making this church group or this group of immigrants or this group somewhere else, and you're making it harder than it has to be to charter their credit union
mm-hmm.
or to get insurance,
mm-hmm.
I would caution you about patting yourself on the back about, you know, inclusions. So
we
have already made strides in that. It is much easier, it's much clearer on our website to actually start at de novo or even get a state charter and get NCUA insurance.
Right? Right.
Two was customer service. One of the reasons I took the job was seeing that a government monopoly was not doing the things that this hotel or anybody else would do. You ever call, you know, American Airlines or this is a Marriott hotel, this calls monitor for quality assurance,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can't even order an Uber until you do the rating of the last person.
Exactly.
Same with DoorDash.
I just went through that just
and
now.
I guarantee when I check out of this hotel, it won't be 2 hours before I get the, how was your stay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you fill it out, maybe you don't. And some, like I said, some of these businesses like DoorDash or Uber or Lyft, it's built into the process
mm-hmm.
to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that they know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Constant improvement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Monopolies, public or private, tend to produce bad products at high prices. That's just how it is. So we've now got, I'm very happy to see, for federally chartered, which is about 60% of all the credit unions in America, when you have your exit interview with your examiner, after you have your exam, you're allowed to record that. Both parties should have it.
Agreed.
When we did it virtually, it's actually pretty easy. You just hit a button,
exactly,
and then you get emailed it. So anybody out there, if you are a federally chartered credit union, you have your exam, feel free to, you know, put your phone on the table, and there's apps for this. They make transcripts, or put a camera, or do whatever. If you want audio only, they're supposed to do this, and this is 2022. We shouldn't have to wonder anymore, hey, what did the examiner say 6 months ago?
Yeah, exactly.
And this should be an enormous benefit to both. Let's say you're a new examiner, and you weren't there for the last exam. Or you're a new credit union CEO.
Do some research, right?
And, you know, I doubt either one of us right now could write down the first 10 words we said today. So, why in this day and age, you know, why not have a record of it? It's very useful to put on a record. And then we have an Uber style automatic feedback for both parties, examiner and credit. And our pilot program went live, which is just 5 yes/no questions to keep it simple, right? Was everything the credit union had to do put in writing? And the examiner and the credit union CEO both, you know, do yes/no. The point isn't so much the results of those things; it's you're communicating your values and your priorities. For example, Uber and Lyft for rideshare, the first two things on the little thing that pops up are navigation and cleanliness. Let me ask you this, Mike. Generally speaking, if you get into Uber or Lyft, which is cleaner, that or an old school taxi?
Oh, an Uber or Lyft.
And it's not because we're better people. We're the same passengers we always were. Hell, half the rideshare drivers are former. It's because both parties afterwards say, was the, you know, cleanliness, right? Was the car clean?
Right, right.
And if there's somehow a disconnect between the driver and the passenger, they get on it right away, you know? So that's what we want to do. Make sure those are communicated. And I took the job partly because I was on Capitol Hill, and it drove me crazy how these federal regulators had very different rules for themselves and those they regulate. They would be like, whoa, we can't record a call. Meanwhile, mandating by law that everybody else records their calls with their customers or members, you know. And that sort of feedback. So that's good. So that was, number one was de novo. Number two was, let's call it customer service. And number three was blockchain and crypto. And that gets to the not becoming blockbuster video.
Right.
You know, that this is like the internet 25 years ago. There could be a lot of, and there are already, some very useful things that this new technology can be used for. The same way the internet.
Completely
change the business. Didn't change the core functions. You accept money, people.
Sure.
But you make payments. You receive payments. Credit unions make loans.
Yep.
You have title to real estate or to cars. Same stuff, but it changed how you do it. And it's very important to me that credit unions are not hamstrung by their regulator to experiment. The word experiment means you don't know the outcome. So there's going to be negatives. There's going to be partnerships that don't work.
Of course.
But the big risk is becoming blockbuster video. And I don't want the story to be written in house. So I'm pleased that all three of my priorities, if I had to stop today 18 months in, I would be pretty happy.
Those are three pretty good priorities. And the last one is really a headline maker because of the word crypto in there. And obviously the blockchain, all based on that stuff. And so you have the other folks out there that are already using it. So that are nipping on the credit union's heels, the fintechs, obviously, and then the
big giant
banks. So why not throw credit unions in there as well?
To have a shot at
be that spearhead that really pushes that proverbial envelope here.
I want to just advertise, in May, I'm very proud of it, we put out a piece of guidance that's broad, and it basically says distributed ledger, blockchain, is fine to use, meaning there's no reason to turn down a partnership or a vendor just because blockchain's in it. Whether it's title for real estate and cars, that's a big use of it. Remittances, identification, KYC, all that stuff. And I'll say this right now, that of the other, of the 7 U.S. financial regulators at the federal level, we're the only one currently that has that attitude versus Mother May I.
Really?
So, you know, banking regulators, and maybe they're right, you know, they say you need written sign-off before you do any new things. One of those attitudes, I think, leads to more innovation.
Right.
And it all comes down to, what do you think the risk is? A short-term risk, if you're picking the wrong partner, and, you know, or you spend $100 but only get 50 in revenue from it, that happens.
Yeah.
That's a risk appropriately done that I think we have to deal with, because the risk is the meteor coming.
Completely. Oh my gosh, completely. Yeah, and being that block, because if you don't go down that road, you will become that block.
Imagine if your regulator made it hard and said, anything using this new thing called the World Wide Web or internet, we're not saying you can't do anything, but just get written sign-off ahead of time, which is how some other regulators are, both here in the United States and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't do it as much. Who wants to put the time and effort to something that may yield nothing?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say no, mm-hmm. that means they may think the credit union management is risky.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
So it's very important that credit unions know that they are going to do experiments. You're not mm-hmm. waiting on us, mm-hmm. we're waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
That thing that went out in May was, very broad. Basically, one sentence, blockchain is okay,
mm-hmm.
use it, right? If
mm-hmm.
you're using title based on a blockchain for real estate, et cetera, whatever it is, go ahead and do your thing, serve your members as best you can, and there's no reason not to. It sounds simple, but at the very least, it means we're not about to come out with something that says no.
Right.
And
right.
regulatory uncertainty is a killer,
mm-hmm.
absolute
mm-hmm.
killer. And again, it's one of the reasons I took this job.
Well, and that's so empowering for credit unions, knowing that they have the ability to do this, right? So they can go out there and find out who they want to work with. Obviously, vendor due diligence is a big issue as well right now.
And
so,
that's on them.
Right, right.
They have to do it, right?
Right, right.
That's the main thing. Yeah, exactly right.
So let's get back to your talk for tomorrow. What do you want folks to take away? What do you want the credit unions that are attending here to take back to their offices or their remote offices Monday morning, so to speak? What do you want them to do? Or how do you want them to feel
that
after your talk?
The reason I took the job is to do what I can to permanently, at least for this regulator, NCUA, change the relationship between the regulator and the regulator. And if credit unions go away and they become Blockbuster Video or print newspapers
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or travel agents,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be good for NCUA either, right? If fire doesn't exist, you don't need firefighters, right? My main thing is you're not waiting on us. We're waiting on you. You credit union world, including vendors, come to us and say, is somebody saying no or worried about some project they think will actually help their members?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you're worried about your regulator, you know, a raised eyebrow, you know, or, you know, maybe the experiment goes badly.
Yeah.
That's where we can help. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do. It is my job that they decide what to do on these
mm-hmm,
things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the risk is the meteor coming.
Yeah.
They're not waiting on us. Right? Well, I wonder what NCAA is going to put out. You know what we're going to put out? We're going to put out what you come to us and say, we
like
need
that.
These words,
like
right?
That.
And
mm-hmm.
You and I both know that sometimes vendors go to credit unions or banks or anybody, and people say, you know what, not now or not into it. You know, my regulator, you know, the government's going to cause a problem. Sometimes that's just an excuse to get the salesperson out of your face. Sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in our experience so far, it's actually, if we can reduce that regulatory uncertainty, they then get that much
yes.
further from extension
yes.
and projects launch into action, you know. So that's why when I say this, not the credit unions, but the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. In December, the first thing of two that we've done so far in this space on guidance was actually about crypto itself, not blockchain, buying and selling, you know, people
yeah.
invest.
Yeah.
And so, you know, put out guidance saying third-party relationships, etc. So now, if people want to, without leaving your credit union app or the website, you can buy and sell Bitcoin,
sure.
let's say, okay?
Yeah.
Which you could do anyway. And that came about because of two things. One is credit unions, so all these outflows to Coinbase or
and
whatever
it wasn't
else.
Coming back.
Right. And the second thing was vast majority of people say in polling their first foray into crypto investing, they would prefer to do via their existing trusted financial services
exactly.
provider. Right?
Exactly.
It's the same way credit unions and banks connect to Fidelity brokerage and anything else,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my point. One vendor who offered this went to 30 credit unions, 3-0. 29 out of 30 said no or not now, all using the word regulator NCUA, okay?
Hmm.
One said, you know, didn't break a rule, let's do it, right? But as we know, not everybody's like that, especially with limited time and resources.
Yeah.
I never heard from any of the 29 who said no. Hey, we're not sure about this. Because they have other things to do.
Right.
They have other things to do with limited time and money.
Right, right.
And then we put out the guidance, and it turned out that the 29 out of 30 who said, nah, I'm not worried about my regulator, turns out that was legit. Once we peeled off the regulatory uncertainty,
right,
launched into action, phone calls got returned, projects started, and now for those who want it, there's a force of not, there's a source of non-interest income for money that was leaving anyway. And I'm not here anybody should or should not do that, but it's important to me that they know they can do that, and it's an example of peeling back the regulatory uncertainty. What sort of activity launches into action?
Yeah, and that's such a great message to put out there, because that keeps the industry moving forward, you know, where it has to move forward, or else, again, we're going to go back to the Blockbuster example time and time again.
Sarah mentions it all the time. Credit unions have innovated for decades. ATM machines, a lot of...
There's innovators, you said.
There's nothing new about this.
Right.
It's, and I'm not saying anybody should or should not to pursue any vendor, right? Some of these projects may be a little early. Remember those web businesses in 98.99.com boom, they take off?
Oh,
or the
yeah.
people with the giant cell phone in 1985, right?
That was a good look.
You're right. But so but what's important, the message I want to give to people is you need to communicate with us. And if you don't, if you're a credit union, mm-hmm. and this isn't how it should be, but mm-hmm. some people are afraid to speak directly to NCUA,
mm-hmm.
that's what you have a leak for. That's what you have people like NAFQ and CUNA for.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a third-party vendor, have them talk to us.
Yeah.
Because it's their whole business.
Right.
They care a lot.
Right.
You know, so that's what I want to message. Okay. You know, I just don't, as long as I have anything to do with it, don't blame NCUA. At least for, well, these fintechs reading our lunch, you know, they have a cheaper way of doing car title because it's on a blockchain. Why aren't you doing it?
Exactly. Why not?
Right.
Exactly.
So.
Don't make excuses. Go after it. Go after it. Now, I just got back from a conference last week where the theme of the conference, it dealt with security, it dealt with compliance, it dealt with technology. But time and time again, everybody talked about being proactive. Don't rest on your laurels when it comes to this stuff. Keep moving forward, keeping the accelerator pushed to the floor. So having the regulation, having that transparency, or like you said, you know, not having this uncertainty out there, certainly helps a great deal in credit unions moving forward.
And if they need some more guidance, you know, like, we would move forward with this project if we had these words.
Mm-hmm.
Does this supplant the old way? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know how compliance officers are. They're the way compliance officers are supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
They only get downside. So what would move the needle? You know, and it doesn't mean we're necessarily going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the credit union doesn't want to talk to us directly, again, have somebody else, right? I want to, as long as it's not a crazy thing to do, I want to remove the regulator from the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The credit union should pursue these based on what the P&L cost benefits, the way the member experience, et cetera.
Well, I'm going to wrap up with this. I'm really pleasantly, I'm actually really excited to see how the board members, the NCUA board members, are really out there. Like you say, you have to be very selective of the events that you go to and speak, but having seen the three of you guys out there talking about this stuff, and it's very refreshing to see that coming from the NCUA board. So I just want to have a big kudos. Applause for you on doing that, because it sends a message that you guys are really open to doing stuff and like you
open to them serving their members the best they can.
Exactly.
They, the credit union management, they are responsible.
Yeah.
If they are in a bad relationship, don't do due diligence, that's on them.
Yeah.
But so's the upside.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You know.
Agreed. Anything else to add, Kyle? This has been a wonderful talk.
No, so I hope to do this again. I select the credit union conference circuit, trying to hit the greatest hits, and also combined with logistics from DC.
Yes.
But anyway, I hope to see you around. Do this again.
We'd love it. We'd love it. Kyle, thank you so much.
Man.
Appreciate it.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.